Welcome back, everybody. I'm Maggie Dawn. You're listening to The Maggie Dawn Show here on the Civic Media Radio Network. It is your last chance on the last free ticket Friday of the summer to get four free tickets. The Brewers versus the Cincinnati Reds, Friday, September 26th, as they try to clinch the division and skip the wild card. That game is at 7:10. Text this word via the Civic Media app that you can get for free wherever you get your apps from. B-R-E-W, Brew, as in the Brew Crew. I hope they beat those dastardly Cardinals tonight. Again, the word to win via the app, text it in via the app, Brew, B-R-E-W. You will be qualified to win four tickets to the Brewers versus the Cincinnati Reds Friday, September 26th at 7:10. I'm with former U.S. Attorney James Santel. We're going to extend the conversation that we're having into the second hour. There is so much sound. There is so much context. And it's challenging to get through all of this in the segments that we've got. So I appreciate all of you sticking with us. Over the last hour, we have listened to voluminous sound of both President Trump and Charlie Kirk saying awful, awful things. The very things that conservatives accused Democrats of saying in the wake of Charlie Kirk's killing. And we've done this in service of this important, important concept. It is not hate speech to call hate speech out. It is not hate speech to describe what Donald Trump and Project 2025 is moving us towards as fascistic or authoritarian. That is not hate speech. And to be very plain about this, there is no elected Democrat that I am aware of that has said anything, not a whisper of anything that comes even close to what Donald Trump has said in even one of the series of sounds that we've played for you this afternoon. So this is not about extremism from the left. Now, are there podcasters and folks out there that are saying abhorrent things? Sure, but these are not the president, the vice president. These are not people reaching tens of millions of people every day on their platforms. They're not people that the president seeks for advice, like Stephen Miller or Laura Loomer. That's not who's saying this. The people with the platforms and the power, with titles of president, vice president, senior advisor to the president, Stephen Miller, that is where we are hearing this language from, and it has been so for a long time. And it is my opinion, we're going to continue to explore this, that the reason we are in the political climate that we find ourselves in today is because for far too long, too many people have tolerated disrespect, and yes, hate speech towards marginalized and historically disempowered groups of people under the guise of, quote, free speech, diversity of thought, and political differences. It was the right that for the last decade would scream about cancel culture, which our guest yesterday referred to as consequence culture, that your speech has consequences. Passing off bigotry as political differences and demanding respect for such bigotry minimizes and incentivizes violence towards marginalized and historically disempowered communities and individuals.
Describing the qualities of people in government, Ketanji Brown Jackson, Associate Justice of the United States Supreme Court, suggesting to America that she is there because of the color of her skin. Have we spoken? We have, Maggie. You and I have on broadcasts about this woman's amazing accomplishments, academic, judicial, as a major leader in this nation, and suggesting that she is there because of the color of her skin, advocating for the reversal of the Civil Rights Act of 1964, rolling back the very legislation that ensure that people in those disenfranchised communities have access to all that is America. Advocating, as so many things, advocating for the assassination, the killing of a president. His name is Joe Biden. I happen to know, as we discussed in the break, that's in violation of federal criminal law. And there's more.
It is in violation of federal criminal law. And yet, the Biden administration didn't seek to get Charlie Kirk off the air. They didn't seek to prosecute them.
Right.
And let's just be clear, before we run out of time in this hour, we're going to pick this conversation back up on the other side. We're going to go to the text lines and the phone line. So if you're there, please stay there. 855-752-4842. That's 855-75-CIVIC. Let's be really clear. Brendan Carr, when writing in Project 2025, in response to conservative concerns about consequence culture when they say bigoted things, wrote that the FCC should promote freedom of speech. It is an independent regulatory agency. He wrote this on X in 2022. President Biden is right. Political satire is one of the oldest and most important forms of free speech. It challenges those in power while using humor to draw more people into this discussion. That's why people in influential positions, like an FCC chair, have always targeted for censorship. Here's Charlie Kirk. Hate speech does not legally exist in America. There's ugly speech, there's gross speech, there's evil speech, and all of it is protected by the First Amendment. Keep America free. Brendan Carr, again, in 2019, should the government censor speech it doesn't like? Of course not. The FCC does not have a roving mandate to police speech in the name of public interest. Remember that? We're coming back on the other side. We're going to dig into what censorship is and is not, and what exactly is going on here. What is the big picture that we all need to be seeing together? I'm Maggie Dawn with former U.S. Attorney James Santel. We continue this discussion of what it means to be truly free.